This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is a legendary Packers writer. You can now find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com. It's a pleasure to welcome in Bob McGinn. Bob, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's me, Gary Ellerson, who you know, and Christina Tuso of CBS 58. Sitting in on the show this afternoon, Bob. Are you surprised that we still haven't seen a game plan for four quarters that really suits Brett Hundley?
Well, I don't know.
Or is there not a game plan that suits Brett Hundley?
Not really. I mean, they're doing what they can for the guy. He had a horrible game, and he had been making progress, and he was just awful. I don't know what you can do with a game plan. Yeah, they should have run the ball a little bit more, but I don't know. He's got to shoulder a lot of the responsibility himself, and I'm sure he does.
So everybody's looking for answers here, Bob, and that's where we're going right here. Is it really a lack of talent around Huntley, and it was really all Aaron Rodgers? Is that what we're coming to find out? Does it lay at the feet of Ted Thompson?
Well, teams win under these circumstances, Gary.
Yeah, I know you talked about that.
They do win, and there's countless examples over the years of coaching staffs pulling tremendous effort out of what you and I might think are not great talent on a talented roster. So they're 1-4 since this injury occurred, and that's not pulling together. That's just kind of falling apart.
Not just
talent. I mean, Gary, you played in this league. 53 guys, 46 active. You put them together in a unified force. You can do amazing things.
So then what
could answer that? It's hard for me. I'm not part of that environment, and I don't know what the dynamics are inside that locker room.
Bob, we have kind of a situation brewing. Well, it seems like a perpetual situation in the Packers backfield. We saw Jamal Williams really come through this week and, ironically enough, come up with his second most receptions behind Devontae Adams there. But, we look at a guy like Devontae Mays who coughed up the ball a couple of times. McCarthy says, "I've lost complete confidence in this guy. Is he done? Are we ever going to see him in the mix again?"
Guys, he's just one injury away from playing. I liked Mays this summer, and I was thinking he'd be the best of the three, and now he's had a horrific debut here. But he's going to play. He's got to play. And he has some burst and some pizzazz to him, and he's 230. He's even 15 pounds heavier than Jamal Williams. He's got to play, and they've got to sort this out, and he's got to start coming through. You can't banish him with all these other injuries.
They've now were probably forced to go with Jason Spriggs. What do you think? How does Jason Spriggs look to you coming out of college compared to where he is now? I thought he was really good at Indiana. He is struggling mightily here in the NFL.
There were some scouts I spoke to that agreed with you, Gary, and there were others who I'll never forget this one guy who just went off on a rant, like about a three-minute rant when we were discussing Spriggs. I couldn't change the conversation about lack of toughness. And he kept saying, "I don't want to talk about Spriggs," but then he would just keep going back to this guy. And that's kind of what you see now, what I see. 22 snaps Sunday, Gary. He gave up 5.5 pressures. Ulrich John played 32 snaps against a better front in Minnesota, and he gave up 4 pressures. Spriggs just doesn't show competitiveness to me or toughness or balance. I know he looks great at a combine and a workout, but, he's not he's just not strong. He doesn't have that offensive lineman's profile, that grit that you just are associated with offensive linemen,
Can we talk a little bit about the other side of the ball? Can we do that for just a second?
Go ahead.
You know, we got Clay Matthews potentially out for a little while. Kenny Clark had an injury. Look at the defense. Now, I know what I think about guys like a Blake Martinez. I love the way that guy works. I mean, he's one of my favorite, most exciting players to watch for the Packers this year. We talk about Blake Martinez. Fackrell had a pretty good game against the Ravens. Vince Beagle, is that guys like that enough to kind of fill the void there that they could be looking at on defense?
Well, we just got to find out, you know, how long Matthews is out, and the Clark injury is going to be prolonged. That's a huge problem. You know, the defense has been pretty intact for, you know, here and there at cornerback, but there haven't been any season-ending injuries on defense. And now with this Matthews and this Clark thing, I mean, those are two of their five best players on defense, and that's a problem. And these young guys like Beagle, and we've got to start seeing Montrevious Adams, and he's got to come through as an interior pass rusher.
I agree. Bob, give me your scouting on Callahan. You got any notes on Callahan over there versus Huntley?
Well, not coming out, Gary. I had never heard of the player, you know.
Okay.
I go pretty deep. I mean,
yes,
I'm sorry. Wesley College, you know, he's only 6'1", and he ran around 4'9". So right off the bat, you know, you don't like that because he's short and he's slow of foot. We saw him in those exhibition games make plays, make things out of nothing, you know, playing late in exhibition games against guys who are no longer in the league. So what he has, he has Mike McCarthy who believes in him, and I assume Alex Van Pelt does too. That's why they've kept him around. You know, it was a good sign that New Orleans took a look at him last year right away. So I don't know. I mean, I don't see it. But McCarthy does, and he's the quarterback expert, and so he's got him on his corner, and he'll get his shot sooner. Well, I don't know, sooner than later, but he'll play this year at some point.
Would you ever pull the plug on Huntley to go with Callahan?
No, I think Huntley's just so much more talented than Callahan, Gary. In
size, is he really?
Speed. Yeah.
That's Bob McGinn.
So that's not real quick.
Go ahead, yeah.
Because we're having this debate, and we've been having this debate all day on our show. Because fans absolutely lost their mind. So you would never pull the plug on Huntley to go to Callahan because?
I don't see you have any chance with Callahan, Gare. Like, none. I'm not saying you got a great chance with Huntley, but he has feet and speed and a good brain, and he's dedicated, and he's tough. He's got some qualities. Now, he's just not there yet, obviously, but he has some qualities, whereas Callahan doesn't have hardly any of that.
That is Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com is where you find his work, and every Tuesday at about 3:48 right here on the Wendy's Big Show.
We're late already. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's our last day today, Robbie. You and I are off the rest of the week.
Sure. Vacation brain.
Just relax. I want to get your quick thoughts on this, Bob. How would you say Ted has done, besides Aaron Rodgers, how would you say Ted's done evaluating quarterbacks in the draft through his tenure as general manager?
Oh, I can't.
I mean, Brom, that one comes to mind right off the bat.
That was a wonderful pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Brom. I mean, really, if you sit back and look at it, he hasn't done well with that position. He really hasn't. I mean, he hit the most important one, obviously. But after that, unlike Wolf, who was able to, you know, draft quarterbacks and trade quarterbacks for picks and get something for these guys, that has not been a strong suit of this Ted Thompson regime.
He made a great pick with Matt Flynn the year he missed on Brom.
Yep. And that was at the end of the draft.
Yep, seventh round. It's a great pick. And let's face it, Flynn got him to the playoffs one year, and he's a really good backup and a really good player for a seventh rounder. He hasn't taken many quarterbacks. B.J. Coleman.
Ugh.
Now Huntley, the jury's out on Huntley, guys, you know. I mean, the jury's just out on the guy. I know he's had one terrible game, but he was darn good in Chicago, and he was okay before that. So let's just see. He's going into a hornet's nest Sunday night. That's going to be brutal. And then there's a couple games after that they could win. So we'll see.
Just don't lose to Cleveland, Bob. Just don't lose to Cleveland. That's all I'm going to say. Don't lose to Cleveland. You saw what they did. You saw what they did to Devine's mailbox. I'm just telling you, don't lose to Cleveland.
Oh man, yeah, that would be Yeah, we don't want to discuss that right
now.
No. Let's not even talk about the possibility.
No.
Again, BobMcGinnFootball.com is where you find his work, and every Tuesday here on The Big Show. Bob, always appreciate it. We'll talk next week, sir.
Thanks a lot, guys. See you later.
Bob McGinn joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit GreatMidwestBank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.